Save your questions without answers till you're old enough to know that things ain't as they appear.
Our story begins at Windsor Academy, where Clint and Dara are talking by her locker.
Dara, you've hardly spoken to me all day. Are you mad at me?
Oh no, I didn't mind you having dinner with Heidi at all.
Why does Heidi bug you so much? I don't mind that you have other guy friends like CJ or Lucas.
Because they were your friends first. Heidi came out of nowhere.
Dara, we've had this discussion more than once. You can't tell me who I can and can't be friends with, okay?
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripts and Scruples.
You have nothing to worry about where Heidi is concerned, and you should trust me.
I didn't say I don't trust you.
You don't have to say it. Your constant harping about Heidi tells me everything I need to know.
Harping?
Yes, harping. You know, I tried to be there for you, help you adjust to New York after everything you've been through, but guess what, Dara? I'm new here, too. I don't have many friends. Heidi is one of the first people that I, like, enjoy talking to, and now you have a problem with it.
You have me, and Lucas, and CJ. Why do you need to talk to some 22-year-old woman?
If you really have a problem with this, and you're willing to be that selfish, then I won't see her anymore. Is that what you want?
Fine. See whoever you want, Clint.
Dara, are we going to get past this? I don't want to keep going in circles about Heidi. Why don't you try to get to know her before deciding you don't like her? Can you do that for me, please?
Okay, I'll try to get to know her, but I am not promising you anything.
At Dean Industries, Todd is working at his desk when Serena walks into his office.
I met a friend of yours yesterday.
A friend of mine?
I didn't know you were pals with Terry Dean's brother, Charlie.
Charlie Dean? He's not a friend of mine. My girlfriend works for him.
He was here yesterday to see Terry, and he stopped by to say hi to you.
To tell you the truth, Serena, I'm not that fond of the guy.
Oh, really?
There's just something about him that rubs me the wrong way. I can't put my finger on it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I didn't get a good feeling about him either, but what was I going to say since his sister is my boss?
I hear ya. At least you and I are in sync about this. Hannah seems to think the guy is wonderful.
I can see how you might be considered charming to some people, just not to me.
This is Todd. Oh, hi, Janie. Yeah, she's right here. Serena, it's your admin.
Janie, what is it? What? Okay, I'll be right there.
What happened?
I have to go. It's the Denise.
Are you all right?
My mom had to take her over to the New York hospital. I have to get right over there.
Do you want me to go there, too?
Oh, that's sweet, but you hold on the fort here, and I'll call you later.
This is Todd.
Hey, Mr. Promotion.
Hannah, hi. I thought you might be Serena's admin again. She just ran out of here.
Serena did? What's going on?
Her daughter was taken to New York Hospital. Not sure what the problem is.
Oh, no, that's awful. I hope she'll be all right.
At TM Productions, Gretchen has just arrived and approaches Hannah's desk.
Hi, Hannah. Is Charlie in?
Yes, he just got back into the office.
Do you think I could just say hi? I was interviewing next door and thought I should stop in.
I'm sure he wouldn't mind.
I'm glad to see you softening a bit towards him.
Well, I suppose I have you to thank for that.
Me?
You told Charlie about my sister being in the hospital, and he came by there and was really sweet. He showed me a different side of himself. He just sat with me, and he even stopped talking for a few minutes.
Wow, I hope you took pictures.
How's Marilyn? She had surgery, and that went well. She'll have to start chemotherapy now.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'll keep her in my prayers.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Hannah.
Gretchen, do you have a niece? Is Serena's daughter your niece?
Yeah, she is. Denise. I haven't been able to see her since she was a baby. I mean, I saw her at my brother's funeral, but Serena wouldn't let us talk to her.
She's in the hospital.
What?
I just talked to Todd, and he told me that Serena ran out of the office because her daughter had been taken to New York Hospital.
Oh, my God!
Miss Gretchen, hey, what's going on?
My niece is in the hospital. I have to get over there.
Oh, God, I'll go with you.
Charlie, that's not necessary.
Yes, it is necessary. Let's go.
In his office, Dr. Hunt is having a session with Mandy.
So how are you feeling today, Mandy?
I'm fine, Dr. Hunt. But how many more of these sessions will I have to go through before somebody finally lets me out of this place?
Mandy, if you weren't at Westside, you would be in jail. You kidnapped a baby and took him halfway around the world.
I don't understand why everybody thinks I would kidnap a poor defenseless baby. Look at me, Dr. Hunt. Do I look like a common criminal?
Well, you can't always judge a book by its cover, Mandy. I was thinking that we could use hypnosis to help you remember the kidnapping. How does that sound?
No!
No? You don't want to remember what everyone else seems to recall? Or is there another reason why you wouldn't want to be hypnotized?
I told you I was innocent. I don't need to prove myself to you.
I'm not talking to Mandy anymore, am I?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I think you do, Marnie.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.